Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 11th of August, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. Of course, the sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today, we're in Psalm 132, verse 10. It reads, "For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one." We've moved on from the focus of the ark and the temple to a different focus now, the anointed one. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one. So the anointed one is presumably Solomon, and he's looking back on the vows and the work done by David, the preparatory work before the temple was built actually in Solomon's time. And it seems that Solomon is about to call God's attention to the promises he made David. For some reason, he feels the need to remind God, or perhaps he's praying through the issues of what God had promised David. These words are quoted in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 41 and following. "And now arise, O Lord God, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. May your saints rejoice in your goodness." That's part of verse 9. "O Lord God, do not reject your anointed one. Remember the great love promised to David your servant." That's verse 10 here in our psalm. So it seems that this psalm was written not too long after David's time and was already in use and ready for use at the dedication of Solomon's temple. When, in fact, the ark finished its journey that David had committed it to from the beginning of his association with bringing the ark back to Jerusalem. David is a very significant presence in this psalm. He's mentioned three times in verses 10, 11 and 17, and he's implied at least seven more times or referred to in the psalm. Everything the Lord ever did for Zion, Jerusalem, in the line of David came from this original oath that's referred to in verse 11 of the psalm that we'll come to next time. And there's a divine faithfulness to that promise. Part of the oath is the choice of Zion. In verse 13 of the psalm, the Lord has chosen Zion. And so Solomon is saying, don't reject us, don't reject your place. Reminds us, of course, of Hebrews 12, about the fact that we've come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. We've come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Well, of course, when a pilgrim was going up to Jerusalem, he was going to join thousands upon thousands of fellow Israelites in joyful assembly, worshipping at one of the great feasts. But we, as Christians, look forward to an even greater assembly in a perfect heavenly Jerusalem, not a temporary temple, but a permanent one. A very different promise for us. The Lord is in the city of Jerusalem, of course, Ezekiel 48. The Lord is there, 48:35. And Revelation 21, we see the parallel with that, chapter 21 of Revelation, verses 2 to 3. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. God's ultimate purpose has always been to be a presence amongst and in his people, to provide them with blessings materially, spiritually, and ultimately in the Old Covenant, to bring about his ultimate purpose, the bringing of the Messiah and his triumph, which is alluded to in Psalm 132, we'll look at later in these podcasts. And so as we look at this verse, we're reminded that David had a purpose. That God had a purpose with David, and God had a purpose with Solomon. And that purpose was to, at least in part, to develop the understanding of the nation of Israel in terms of his presence with them, first with the ark, then with the temple, and to prepare the way for Jesus as Messiah, who would give us a far more personal, far more fulfilling sense of his presence, because Jesus said that he and God would come and live in us, John 14, verse 23. What an amazing promise, and what an amazing experience for a Christian. We have not been rejected. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to verse 11. If you'd like to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. If you can go over to iTunes and give us a good review, that would be very helpful. Thank you. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.